Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. This may be hyperbole, but Sony Michel, the running back best known for his days with the Patriots, was on with Kay Adams. And I don't know. We'll see. Joe Mixon is still not practicing. I'm not going to say he's injured. I'm just going to say he's not practicing. Nick Chubb has not played a full season since 2022. So, you know, he's missed a lot of time. He's had a lot of injuries. But here's what Sony Michel had to say about the signing of Nick Chubb with the Texans.
You know, you got two lead backs in one backfield. So you're going to call it, 1A and 1B, right? Okay. Once one guy gets tired or one guy needs a break, you can throw in either guy. And when the game's on the line, you can't go wrong with either back. I think this is a year for Nick, to prove to everyone that he's still Nick Chubb. You know, he's 29. I talked to him. He feels young again. Yes, he had a whole year. It wasn't the year he wanted to have, but he had a whole year to kind of get physically ready, mentally ready, and I think he's at a point now where he's ready to roll.
You were with him this weekend. How good, how is he? Like, how is he physically?
He's great. You're talking about being at peak shape, being ready to go, and we were talking about it. People see it all the time with him lifting all those heavy weights, and he don't post much. You know, sometimes he'll post those videos, but this guy, he always go home to Cedar Town, the middle of nowhere, put his head down and go to work. So I expect nothing from great things out of Nick, and I'm sure he expects the same thing out of himself, and I'm excited to see it.
Agree, you got 1A and 1B?
Well, in theory, but until Chubb, who's missed so much time, proves he can stay on the field, I mean, it does feel like that. Nick Chubb has been a dude in the league. Joe Mixon is a dude right now. I mean, it does feel like if they're both healthy, you potentially have a really dynamic combination. Now, Nick Chubb ran for less than, before he was injured, he ran for 3.3 yards a game last year. And that was after coming back from a horrific knee injury. So there is a chance he lost all of his juice. We only got two games, so we don't really know. But there is a chance that Nick Chubb really doesn't have, or not two games.
Yeah, he played more than that.
I'm thinking of somebody else. Eight, yeah, he played more. He had like 100 carries. Yeah. That's even worse, though. I mean, he averaged 3.3 yards a carry.
Right.
Before then, he had never run for less than 5.1 yards a carry in any year of his career. Then he has a knee injury where he tears three ligaments, and then there's one additional injury. And then he comes back and he can't run for – he ran for a low – like there's a chance he may not have anything left physically to explode. Maybe he's better his second year back. I don't know. But we'll find out. You know, on paper, yeah, it looks great on paper. I love the names. Joe Mixon and Nick Chubb. That sounds really good.
Yeah. But it sounded better 4 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even 3 years ago. Yeah. But Mixon was a monster last year.
Yep.
Joe Mixon was wrecking people.
All right. We'll get La Salsa here in 1 second. Running backs between the ages of 21 and 24 historically score the most fantasy football points. Which one do you want? Kyren Williams, Bijan Robinson, Devon Achane, Jahmyr Gibbs, Bucky Irving,
Tyjae Spears, Kenneth Walker, or Breece Hall.
Tyjae Spears?
Yeah. Tyjae might be not be bad this year. Tyjae, I wouldn't mind him having.
Yeah, but you're putting him in bat. There. You're putting him in there with.
No, they ain't. He ain't.
Jahmyr Gibbs.
You ain't going to pick him.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you said Jahmyr. Well, Bijan's due for a big year, but Jahmyr. But who was the one that you had earlier than Jahmyr?
Kyron Williams, no. Bucky Irvin, Jahmyr Gibbs, Kenneth Walker, and Breece Hall.
Who is it after? I'm missing somebody.
But this is between the ages of 21 and 24.
Okay, Kyron started the beginning.
Kyron Williams, Bijan Robinson, Devon Achane, Jahmyr Gibbs, Bucky Irvin.
I mean, it has to be. I mean, I guess I'll take.
I don't think it has to be any of them.
I guess I'll take. Who would I take? I'll take. I mean, I kind of have to take Jahmyr Gibbs. I'd like to take Bijan, but I'll take Jahmyr Gibbs.
I don't think. How about Devon Achane?
Too hurt.
Dell?
Achane.
Which one you got?
He's hurt too often.
They will play him at running back and receiver, so he'll have opportunities in both. So he won't be just. You can just look at him as a skill position player as opposed to a specific.
I think I might take him. I think I might take him because of the number of catches he's going to have.
Yeah, he caught Bucky earlier. Yeah.
He caught 78 balls last year.
Yeah.
He ain't a real running back, though.
And he ran for over 900 yards.
Well, then take him off the list. We're talking running backs.
No, that's even better. You know what?
Is this a fantasy question or a win? Wait, is this a fantasy question or a win question?
It's a fantasy question.
Did you pose it as such?
Yes, I said that.
You said fantasy?
The most fantasy football points. Now, Kyron Williams might be the guy. Bijan might be the guy. Of the four of those, Devon Achane and Jahmyr Gibbs, they could finish in any order.
Yeah.
Now Achane always has sneaky stats.
And he played 17.
Because he gets long touchdowns.
And he played every game last year.
Yeah. Did he? Yeah, yes. But he was fragile.
What? He played every game.
How many touchdowns did he have total?
12.
Yeah, and he gets long touchdowns,
six
too.
Six receiving touchdowns, six running.
That's pretty good. Kyron is a touchdown monster, but.
He might be running back one. Achane. It might be a running back one.
A combined for just under 1,600 yards.
It's probably Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah, I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs. You want to look at his stats?
Yeah, but he's also got David Montgomery that gets carries, too.
Yeah, the Dolphins don't have.
Didn't matter.
And we'll see without Ben Johnson.
Last year. We'll
see without Ben Johnson whether or not that offense is going to be as prolific.
Yeah, we will, but Ben Johnson's not going to change the talent of Gibbs.
No.
Like, he would have a bigger impact to me on Goff. But even with Montgomery last year. Well, not the whole year, actually. But Gibbs had 1,412 yards and 16 rushing touchdowns. Then he put 517 receiving yards and four touchdowns on. He had 20 touchdowns and almost 2,000 total yards.
So,
Gibbs is a monster.
The differential, if you are debating Gibbs and Achane, remember, of course, it doesn't mean it won't happen again this year. Achane played how many games with Tyler Huntley playing quarterback? So if you get the miracle of Tua playing 15 plus games, then the numbers probably go up because that offense drops ridiculously so when he's not on the field.
You know, the difference is Kyron Williams is, you know, we're talking Achane, but I would argue that why are we talking Achane when Kyron Williams had 26 rushing touchdowns the last 2 years? I mean, he had 1,300 yards rushing last year. He had 316 carries. Now, I can tell you for a fact the Rams were looking for Omarion Hampton. They wanted another back because they don't see, just putting you on a little game here, they don't see him as an explosive runner.
Does Bijan have a breakout year?
Well, Bijan should be the guy you pick in this based on his talent. It is time for a breakout year. Yep. Yeah, is this year three?
We'll see if he gets quarterback play.
I think the fact that he's not a great quarterback helps Bijan because he'll get more check downs and he'll get more carries, but this is Bijan's third year, right?
Yeah, but you
also
got
to
have the ball,
too.
And to be fair to Bijan. Dude, Bijan did run for 1,456 last year.
He did have 14 touchdowns.
And 14 touchdowns. I didn't even realize he had that kind of year last year. Bijan had 1,456 yards rushing and 14 touchdowns, and he had 61 catches but only one receiving touchdown.
And yet, the best running back was not any of those.
Who was it?
Saquon.
Well, yeah. Saquon was a monster. And Joe Mixon...
Let's get LaSalsa in here before
we break.
Had a good year, too. Hey, what's up, LaSalsa?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? I just wanted to thank y'all for getting my Siri to pop off three times. I bet y'all started a Siri pandemic for about 3 minutes in Houston. That's all I got.
Well, but it's supposed to be just your voice, not any voice. My kids try to, Mason will try to change his voice to match my voice to make Siri come on so he can.
Siri.
Make her come on so.
My volume is off, so yeah. My Siri is responding.
Make that.
My Siri is better.
Make that dumbass come on. Like, can't answer a question. Everyone else is. I see these commercials. Hey, Siri, what do you, and they'll ask, and she gives these answers that help their life. Mine is so stupid. I swear, I got the dumbest Siri.
Siri, are you stupid?
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Told you.
That. Oh, it says, not, that's not nice. It says, "Why, Siri, why aren't you talking?" Yeah, Siri, you suck. Oh, there's the voice. Says, "Oh, it's all the way up." Mm-hmm. That doesn't sound good, she said. Mm-hmm. My Siri, I hurt my Siri's feelings.
Well, you did call her. What did you say? She sucks. She's stupid. What did you say?
Yeah,
you probably shouldn't say that.
Keep on talking that way about robots. Said, mm-hmm.
Well, you're well, doing it. What are you talking about?
My Siri,
you better watch it.
I did you did call yours a dumbass.
When the time comes, they'll remember.
It's true. I mean,
it is true.
I do fully expect the AI automation to eventually.
Wait a minute. Wasn't there an AI now that they tried to turn it off like 28 times and said,
I'm sure.
And the AI.
You see the one started flailing around yesterday. Trying to.
I heard this one yesterday. The AI put together a letter to send to the guy's wife to tell the guy's wife that he was cheating on
that
her.
That can't be true.
Oh, yes.
Google, what are the keywords? I'm searching again. This. Because if that's the case. We got to immediately shut AI down. It's got to be shut down tomorrow.
Put together a letter to his wife, an email to his wife about how he was cheating on her. And I will send this to her, he said, if you try to turn me off again.
AI letter to wife.
AI?
Where's the story? No, that's this is just telling me to. AI threatens. What should I look for? AI threatens.
Threatens to if he turns off again. All right, we got a break. 916 ESPN 97.5 at 92.5. Don't go anywhere.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. If you're going to get in a hurry, you're more than welcome to do that. Astros lose last night, 4-2, their second straight 4-2 loss. And they've got the White Sox again tonight. Burke against Gusto. Not going to be – not great. Not great. Not the premier pitching matchup in the big leagues tonight, but that's all right. Hopefully Ryan Gusto can be better than he has been of late. And this is just what you have to go through. But they got to hit better than they have been too lately. They just are not coming up with big hits with runners in scoring position. They are doing it with two outs. This team is incredible. I mean, talk about clutch. Where did you get a donut?
Well, as Dell can tell you, you just come in, been gone forever. Most of the time when guests come in to a place, as Dell said, they bring a bottle of wine, they bring some food, they bring a gift.
Mm-hmm.
You come in bearing nothing. So Joe George is here to save the day with a box of donuts out there, and the good kind.
Wait a minute.
Del, variety of donuts.
You got glazed, Dell?
Not just 12 glaze. He went with the variety of donuts.
Variety.
So that's a good person?
Yeah.
Yes. The bad
you know
people
that
just go, hey, look at me.
No,
I'm
going to
glaze donuts.
You like the glaze?
Donuts, no, I don't.
Oh. Why
that's
don't you
the
like
bad people.
Donuts? What's
bad
wrong
people think I'm going to get this off. I'm going to bring in a dozen glaze or like two dozen. Look how good I am. No, you're lazy.
But it's totally acceptable. But it is, like, it's not...
Not for me, it isn't.
It's not thoughtful.
You don't think it's thoughtful?
That box of donuts out there is a thoughtful box of donuts. Am I lying? If I'm lying, I'm dying.
I'm eating a blueberry cake donut right now. See very thoughtful.
You like a blueberry cake donut?
Yes!
That's terrible. No, we ain't doing all that.
You're not a carb guy.
No, I'm not a carb guy. I actually
You don't know.
But they were eating pancakes yesterday at breakfast with us.
So?
Can't do that. I can't do pancakes. You got the carbs and you got syrup? You might as well, why don't you just lather lard all over yourself?
Well, hold on a second. You drink beer at an excessive rate every day?
Every day.
You're going after your liver.
My liver is my business, okay? I love my liver.
Your body,
my liver doesn't love me.
You're saying your body, your choice?
That's right.
Their body, their pancakes. What's the difference?
Well, yeah. Well, that's, you know, that's fine.
How about you allow somebody to
be a badass? eat you some.
You can eat pancakes.
Mike said he gets protein waffles at home.
Look at that. You can eat pancakes once a week or once every 2 weeks, and I'd be a fat ass.
I don't know.
I can't have it. This donut is. This is it.
This boss. Well,
it's hitting hard.
It's loaded with sugar. I can feel diabetes forming right now.
Wow.
Well, it'll be salmon
formed with diabetes.
Well, the donut guarantees it'll be salmon and green beans for lunch today.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's what the donut guarantees.
Well, that's what the donut did. That was the positive.
Yeah. I'm not. I got salmon and green beans at home.
I've got one of those factory meals in my refrigerator. 580 calories. I'm good.
That's what you're doing today?
Well, now there's no choice.
Your weight.
Now there's no choice. Well, I'm walking a lot.
Yeah.
Walking outside. I can't throw disc golf anymore until I got to go see Dr. Lintner, see if I can get this fixed.
Look at this list. The world's highest paid athletes. $275 million, Cristiano Ronaldo, number one.
Wait. That's not a year.
That's...
what is that?
Well, it can't be because... I don't know.
I mean, it is Saudi money.
275, Steph Curry, $156 million.
No. Well,
Tyson Fury, $146 million, and Dak Prescott, $137 million. He makes more than Lionel Messi.
Is that including ad? But even if you include advertisement, that doesn't mean what is? I don't
the highest
get that.
World's highest paid athletes of 2025. How has that happened? Because when he only makes 60, where does he get this all
he's
this
not,
side money?
Yeah, he's not going to have $100 million in advertising.
Well, I don't get it. Lionel Messi
around the world.
LeBron 133.
Well, Messi plays in Miami now.
Yeah, but still, he's a worldwide athlete.
Yeah, but Messi's not. I told you that a friend of mine who does commercials said Messi doesn't even talk to anybody at commercials.
He doesn't speak.
He doesn't even do his
certainly.
Own commercials.
Yeah.
He has a body double. Now he'll do the commercials there, but if it's action, he's like, get somebody else. I'm not doing this.
So that one on the beach, he wasn't
not
him?
It's a body double.
Really?
Well, when you see the action.
Yeah.
Know.
Yeah. Soto, Kareem Benzema, Shohei, Kevin Durant. Shohei's down that list at $102 million.
I think a lot of parents are really screwing
one of the
up.
Poors.
You got a lot of parents like, I need my son to make it. I'm going to put him in basketball, in AAU. Soccer. Huh. If you get him on the internationals, you got La Liga, you got Serie A, you got the Premier League, you got all these leagues, and the money's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know who's 15th on this list, and deservedly so?
Lance
Deshaun
McCullers.
Watson.
Oh, no, he's not.
Deshaun Watson. Sean Watson, $91.8 million.
Is he
is the least productive of
so
everybody.
That must be over
even
2 years.
Even less so than Dak.
I don't understand. I don't understand this number. That must be a 2 year, because then that would make sense with Dak's number.
This says of the highest paid athletes of 2025.
Didn't they change Deshaun's contract recently?
Yeah, but I think they gave him more money up front. That's what they did is they gave him more money. They converted a year. They gave him more money and so that they could lower cap. That's all they did.
So wouldn't
his money is all coming in.
Now, I know he's all getting it, but maybe that affects what he's getting for 2025. And that's why it's up at 95.
What number did you say on Deshaun?
91.8.
That's still like...
He spent a lot of that on this weekend on his bachelor party.
He didn't even get invited.
Yeah.
That's surprising. So that marriage is happening.
Yeah,
that marriage is happening.
Hey, did you see?
He loves her.
I'm just going to say this out loud, and I'm not making any judgments or anything, but it's not terrible. Did you see? KJ sent me Deshaun's fiance walking with the bathing suit at the Sports Illustrated thing. Did you see her?
No.
Huh. Okay.
What are you saying?
During the break, I'm going to get the video out for John. He's not going to dislike it.
Oh, okay.
Will I press like?
You think no, because you don't like Deshaun, so you won't press like.
No, I don't. That's about Deshaun. He's got nothing to do with this. He's got nothing to do with this SI swimsuit. Okay. I don't give a rat's
ass. I think that was KJ. Oh, yeah, that's him. Oh, there she is. Jillian Anais or whatever.
I don't know how to say her last name.
Yeah, but there's, see? Yeah. Here she is walking.
I thought you were going to wait till the break.
Yeah. I thought you said that. I thought you said that. You should have. You really kind of should have.
Don't distract him.
It's distracting, to tell you the truth. Holy cow, Deshaun, doing well. I don't know why he had. Why did
he is like
the,
you can hate on him all you want.
Why do you have to have all those massages? That's what asking. That's what I'm asking about. Why you need all them massages, Deshaun? Time to talk right now about
why you need all them massages.
Well, he didn't need them.
He did. He had to have them. Although he lost years of his career because of those massages.
Does he seem bothered at all?
I think he lost years of his career due to injury, and he's still getting money. All those massages, you know what he got? Fully guaranteed deal.
Yeah, but he, right.
And a sweet bachelor party.
He didn't play. He didn't get to play.
Who cares?
That Browns season, whatever, they weren't winning.
He literally gets paid over $40 million a year to not do anything.
It's awesome.
It's literally like he's a Kardashian who doesn't have to do a reality show.
He's got a great life. That is a great life to not have to do anything for $40 million. That's the best.
A year, guaranteed.
That's my favorite. He's got my favorite job.
I need Mason and Sebastian to get work. And, like, that job never opens up. Yeah. Now, if Deshaun would hire my kids to do something like wash his car.
Yeah. Well, if they have to wash the car, though, then they're doing something. Yeah.
If you guys have a job for Mason or Snacks, just let me know.
Anybody got a job? $40 million to do nothing?
Well, it doesn't have to pay $1 million. Oops. It doesn't even have to pay $40.
Okay.
Or just, you know, $12 an hour.
Time for me
to
talk about
ten
about your air conditioning. Your air conditioning probably sucks right now. Does your air conditioner suck? Because if it sucks, then you're in big trouble, okay, because it costs money. Costs money to replace your air conditioner. Now, is your air conditioner working fine? Great. Have you checked your air conditioner lately? Have you done anything with your air conditioner lately? Have you checked the Freon? Have you checked the wires? Have you checked the lines? Have you cleaned it out? There's leaves in there. There's stuff that can build up. There's stuff that can mess it up. Have you checked it? Because if you haven't checked it, you're really playing with fire there. I'm going to tell you, I have done this. I did that, and it cost me. It cost me 2 air conditioning units. So don't be stupid like I was. Call Air Team LTD. Air Team is the, I'm telling you, I loved what they did for me. They replaced my air conditioners. They did a great job. They did an unbelievable job, and they gave me a great price for it. I didn't want to replace my air conditioners, but I had to. But so I went with Air Team. AirTeamLTD.com. Let them come for a minimal amount and check your air conditioners. If you do need an air conditioner, then you call them too because they do a great job. AirTeamLTD.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Our final segment before we go to news of the weird. It's very little weird news right now anyway, so not sure that it's just not great lately. I mean, there's just not enough great weird news out there lately. So this has been a problem. But I will ask you, Dell, was there anything that we missed last night?
We missed the U.S. team getting demolished by Switzerland yesterday.
So what about the Landon Donovan, Christian Pulisic dad
Well,
deal?
Apparently, as former players are wont to do across all sports, there's criticism of the U.S. team, particularly the guys who aren't playing in this camp or who won't be available for the Gold Cup. Donovan and others of his generation are criticizing some of the best players on the U.S. team for not being around, and it's leading to the results we got yesterday against Switzerland. So I think his dad, not Donovan's dad, Christian Pulisic's dad, used maybe AI for a response to Landon Donovan's issues.
AI? Yeah. What are we doing where we have to have AI create our answers.
Well, I think he typed in something along the lines of Landon Donovan and his criticism, and then AI came back with, well, Landon had some issues when he took some time off from playing, because Landon Donovan took a break from the U.S. team, and Christian Pulisic liked his dad's social media posts. Look, it's just like the NBA. We just don't pay attention to it as much. The NBA players of past generations will criticize the younger players for how they play the game, or maybe, frankly, just their attitude overall. And because you have social media, the father of the U.S. best player can attack one of the best players to ever play, if not the best player to play for the U.S. national team. This is where we are as a country when it comes to our conversations.
So the dad said, don't call me for an interview. You saw that?
I did not see that part of it.
Yeah. He said, listen, I can find the exact quote. But why is the dad getting involved?
Because he has a social media account and he can. I don't know why he decided to jump in here. But as I said, this has been a constant issue because these players currently on the roster are supposed to be the ones to take us to the next level. They have not accomplished those goals. That is why we have had to turn over with coaches. And you look to the past and all the guys who laid the foundation for what U.S. soccer is are saying, you guys don't have the attitude that we had. You don't play with the type of passion for the crest and the flag that we had. And that is the reason why you guys aren't winning enough. So there's been this divide. And I don't think the younger players have taken the criticism well. They just are saying these are just old guys saying what old guys say.
I can't help but think about our guys on vacation not wanting to play in the Gold Cup, said Donovan.
This is after Cristiano Ronaldo won and was crying on the field and all that. That's what made him start flipping out.
Yeah. It's pissing me off, Landon Donovan said. This guy is talking about commitment, look in the mirror, and grow a pair and call names out. Or are you afraid? Because he didn't mention any names.
No.
Landon Donovan didn't mention any names.
Who said that?
Christian Pulisic's dad said this. This guy is talking about commitment, look in the mirror, grow a pair, and call names out. Or are you afraid? Next time you want an interview, you will get rejected again.
So Mark Pulisic used ChatGPT to explain Donovan's sabbatical from soccer in 2012-2013 that ultimately led to Donovan being left out of the World Cup squad. This is what ChatGPT said, and this is what he posted. Landon Donovan took his sabbatical because he was feeling both physically and mentally exhausted after years of intense competition and the pressure that comes with being a top athlete. That is one of the reasons why Pulisic's not available to play, because of the long season he's had with AC Milan and his previous commitments to the U.S. national team. So he's just taking the summer off to get ready for his next club season. So Landon Donovan does have this in his background too, where he just said, yeah, I'm out for a little bit.
Yeah, the article I read said it was the reason, because he did take off, it was the reason he wasn't on that last Olympic or that last World Cup.
I remember it was a big point of contention. Why won't you take your country's best player? And was it Klinsmann at the time? Jurgen Klinsmann at the time said, well, he's not fit. He hasn't played in a while. So we can't lean on a guy who has not played competitive soccer as long as he had and think he can be ready for the World Cup. People say you got to take him anyway.
I got to tell you, it's just I understand, and I fully admit, I just don't – I'm just not – like, I'm still coming to terms with the fact that the Nations League is making – or whatever it's called. What's it called? Nations?
Well, they have a
League of Nations? Well, is that what he just
Nations
won?
Nations League is what Ronaldo won.
Yeah, so he just won that, and I'm just like, who can – what?
It's a very new tournament.
You got – yeah, like, this is making you cry, but that's just because I don't understand. I didn't come up in that culture of country. You know, the U.S., let's face it, people just don't get – U.S. has been substantially better than other countries in a lot of different sports, and then from a patriotic standpoint, you just don't have the same fervor like we used to growing up for the U.S. and all things Olympics, because the Olympics were a really big deal. And we just don't follow the Olympics that much anymore. I mean, not like we used to, not where these are stars, absolute stars, who are amateur athletes who are playing. It's not the same way. But it's just I still have a hard time coming to grips with, like, that. Okay, Pulisic is resting. He played, you know, he's going to be there for the World Cup. Why do we care about this, What's this one called?
The Gold Cup. It is the champion. Cup. It determines the champion of this region.
Okay. I mean, oh, wait. That's the CONCACAF Gold Cup?
Yeah, well, there's a CONCACAF Nations League and a European one, UEFA.
Well, the Gold Cup is what we watch, yeah.
But the Gold Cup is the one that's been the long-standing tournament to decide the champion of the region.
So Pulisic's not playing in the Gold Cup?
He's not the only one. There are several top-line players who would play in a World Cup for this team currently who aren't available for it.
I see the argument. I mean, you're coming up on a World Cup next year. It'd be nice for the entire international team to have a little run together, I would
sure.
think.
Sure. They don't have a lot of time. This Gold Cup was supposed to be the tournament where they came together and figured some stuff out because they won't have many opportunities between now and the World Cup. It's, I think, maybe their last competitive tournament before then. It's just the guys decided, hey, I play in the Premier League. I play in La Liga. Or, well, in Christian Pulisic's case, Serie A. I'm exhausted. He's got a teammate, Yunus Musa, who's also an American who's not playing in the tournament. It's a lot of guys who we expect to be in the starting 11 for the first match in 2026 aren't available. And the guys like Alexi Lawson and Landon Donovan have a problem with it because there's not a lot of time to get ready. And also I think there's a lot has to do with the fact that this team has been praised for their talent and what they do worldwide as far as for their clubs and has not turned out to be a great team when they come together and play in the game. So and maybe there's some jealousy saying, hey, we built this thing and you guys are
what did they build?
Well, the guys will say, we went from a disrespected country to a team that at least makes World Cups consistently. Because the U.S. for a while was in the dark ages where they never made World Cups. And then the Lawless, who's before Donovan, they made the World – well, they were in the World Cup in 94 because they were the host country. Then they made the second round. They played Brazil. That started everything. And then the Donovan team made a quarterfinal. First time it had happened since, like, the 50s or whatever. Since that point, we've kind of hit a standstill. And this generation was supposed to be the one to raise the level, and they have not done that. Yeah. And they catch criticism from the other guys for that reason.
Yeah, but you didn't do it either, Landon. So
he made a quarterfinal. This team, the current, as much as I don't care about the back and forth, particularly between the old players and the new ones, Landon Donovan at least was a big part of a team who made a World Cup quarterfinal. In the modern era, no U.S. team's done that, and he was a star, one of the stars of that team. So I get why he may go, hey, I've been to a place you've never been. I've won a knockout round game in the World Cup. You've never done that.
Yeah.
So maybe play in the Gold Cup.
Well, does the Gold Cup – well.
That's the thing. Like,
tire yourself out more. Landon Donovan himself did the same
yes,
thing.
Yes, exactly. There's always a different way to look at it. And from his perspective, these guys currently have not paid enough respect, not to him, but to the flag and the crest. They haven't shown the passion.
They've been disappointed.
Yeah.
I mean, you missed an 18 – it's been disappointing. There has not been the growth that was expected from, you know, 94 when the U.S. hosted in 94. And you look at where they are now, like, there's not as much of a growth as you would expect. There's not been this big improvement from, let's say, 2014.
Well,
2014, they got beat by, who was it, Belgium? Not Belgium.
They got, you know, it was Belgium.
It was Belgium,
in,
yeah. They got beat by this incredible Belgium
time.
Team.
Yeah. So it's really way before that. As I said, the 2002 quarterfinal appearance was the furthest they've been. They've either decreased or been at a standstill for the last 20-something years.
How about this? Right now, Karen Bass says that L.A. won't be able to host the World Cup because of all the vandalism and damage that the rioters have done.
The World Cup isn't until next summer.
My wife said the graffiti in downtown. Actually, some of the protesters came back and they were helping to clean off the graffiti.
Are you serious?
Because they were like, this is not what we came here to do.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole downtown.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people were just.
The whole downtown is now just.
This is what everything
I'm sure a lot of protesters are there just peaceful protest, regular. And then you got the ones who go,
yeah,
noise. The same way you celebrate a championship.
Right.
I can't assume that people at Michigan State aren't all burning stuff up or the Big Ten. Because the Big Ten does it. But I'm sure there are some people who say, man, yay, we won. And then you have the ones who are like, this is when we're climbing up that pole.
Yeah.
I'm going to burn a cop car. I'm going to flip over a car.
I just saw videos of people with, the power screwdrivers going into the truck's tires and just making holes. And
hey.
Just for no reason.
Yeah, this isn't, hey, guys, this isn't a purge. What are y'all doing?
It really kind of is.
Well, I know. They really act like it.
It really kind of is. So we'll see if L.A. can't, that's great. We get more. We get better games.
Pretty sure L.A. is going to get it together.
Because L.A. should get really good games.
I feel like they'll get it together between now and
no, we're going to play it
next year.
What are we?
We're going to play it in the
a
Cougars.
Year away.
Yeah, we're
going to play it at Rice Stadium.
Rice Stadium.
World Cup matches in Rice Stadium.
Are they going to put lay grass down, or are they going to force the guys to play on field
whatever.
Turf? Whatever. Whatever. Just whatever.
No, who cares what kind of grass?
Well, Rice isn't paying for it as long as you know that.
Well, FIFA does.
Yeah. Rice isn't paying for new toilets. They're not paying for new. They're not paying for anything.
You have really been on a Rice jag the last 2 months or so. You've been going after Rice quite a bit. We know they don't care about sports, Lance.
I like Rice.
No, it doesn't sound like it. Every time you get a chance, you're ripping Rice for not caring.
I just want them to care more.
You don't care if Rice cares.
Because I want the coaches to actually have a chance to win.
Well, don't the coaches know when they take the Rice job, do the best you can to get out?
I don't think Mike Bloomgren knew that. I thought he thought he was getting a sweet job.
Why?
And I looked at him like, Mike, what history do you know where you're going, Mike? You're like a hot offensive line coach out of Stanford. What are you doing?
Do the research, Mike. What are you doing? You
it's
know.
Like they're not going to give you any money.
Call David Bailiff
People
or something
aren't going to the games.
Time.
This is a dead-end job. Yeah, David Bailiff, looking back on it, that guy worked miracles. David Bailiff.
He won a conference title.
Who was the guy that everyone hated? Todd
Graham. He left after a year.
Yeah, Todd Graham had one winning season.
Right. And left. He was
out. But he left. I mean, he
yeah, because that's all you can get. He's like, poof, striking while the iron's hot.
Well, no. And then he left the next one, and then he left the
next
one.
Well, he had things to do.
Yeah.
David Bailiff lasted a decade at Rice.
Yeah.
He had places
to
go.
At the end, it wasn't great, I can tell you.
Understood, I know.
I can tell you.
You knew some inside info, but for a while, if you can win a conference title with Rice, you deserve a little respect.
Oh, no, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, it got bad at the end. Yeah, definitely did.
All right, the teams out there today?
Yes. Oh, you mean Rice or the Texans?
The Texans.
I believe they are. I'm not sure it'll be as entertaining because CJ was throwing the football. So
yeah, I mean, CJ's throwing.
We talked about it earlier. The Texans, I know media exacerbates everything. They brought it on themselves. CJ's answer was one they could have said early, and that'd have been okay. He's on a regimen. We're going to work him in slowly, and that would have been fine. Instead, we're not going to say things, and then you have to say no surgeries. We swear to God, no surgeries. We swear no knife touched his shoulder. You just could have told us.
Yeah.
He's just on a pitch count. That's all.
Yeah, that's all you had to say.
Yep, that's all.
An abundance of caution.
I know you said that before, but they still got the same stuff.
What is it?
They still got the same stuff no matter what.
Well, hold on. Did you guys see what D'Amico said?
What did he say?
D'Amico, I'll have to find it. I think I put it in my trash. But D'Amico basically, I thought it was pretty interesting because he talked about, I'll see if I can find it real quick. He talked about basically that he's always going to protect his players. As you guys see here, this is exactly what he says about C.J. Stroud. CJ is a competitor, and last week he was adamant about going out and practicing. It just shows the type of person that CJ is. For me, it's important to make sure we're protecting him, make sure we're doing what's best for CJ and not really worried about the outside opinions of other people like a John Granato, it says here. Nobody or, you know, anybody on NFL, on ESPN. Nobody knows the information about our players more than me, so I'm going to make sure I always do what's in the best interest of our players first and foremost with their health and wellness. That's always on the forefront of my mind. That's why the decision was made about C.J. Stroud. I think you guys saw him out throwing today. I think he looked pretty fine to me. So basically, he's like, see, told you everything was fine.
That's a bunch of garbage. Yeah.
And you know what? He was right about that. No, he's right about the offensive line. Nick Cassero's right. We don't need to be worried about this.
No one's criticizing him from keeping his player from going out there if there's an issue. No one says, don't do that.
Classic crap that you say all the time about CJ.
It is a perfect way to position it like, hey, I was just protecting my guy and you guys had a problem with it. No one had a problem
with it. He's a player's coach.
No one had a problem with you protecting
your player's coach, Brian Flores, screamed it too and hurt his feelings in front of everybody.
No one had a problem with you not having CJ out there if it would have been detrimental to his shoulder. You could have just said that. That's all. I was protecting my guy. Cut it out. That's nonsense.
I'm glad we have a guy like that.
That's nonsense coach stuff. To look, I'm for my players.
He is.
Good.
Yeah.
No one's criticizing you from keeping him from practicing. No one said he should have been out there if he was hurt. Cut it out.
All right, here, quickly. Poised for bigger roles, PFF says this. Braylon Allen, the running back from the Jets. Ricky Pearsall, San Francisco wide receiver. Patrick Paul, tackle for the Dolphins. You think he's going to have a bigger role?
Yeah, he's a starting left tackle.
He better.
Armstead retired. Yeah, he will have a bigger role.
Blake Fisher, Houston Texans. Poised for a bigger role.
Yeah, I would say so.
I think is Blake Fisher.
Blake Wright, left guard. I'm just starting to think that Titus Howard's left guard again.
Yes.
I think that's
maybe the best line is going to be Cam Robinson.
Probably three tackles.
Titus Howard.
As it stands, I think they have Titus at right guard.
If we I know go, they do. Yeah right now. Last,
oh, did they?
They
did. And then Lakin's a left guard.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a new position for him.
Is Ingram out?
Yeah. Ed Ingram. Ugh.
And Blake Fisher at right tackle?
Yeah.
And Juice at center?
Well, not right now. It's Andrews. Jake Andrews, I think. He's been starting. At least when the media gets to see. It's Jake Andrews.
I mean, he was. Oh, from Troy?
The guy who's with the Patriots for a little bit.
Yeah. He's starting right now?
Yes. He's there.
That's interesting. I think it's a pretty good battle between him and Patterson. I think Juice is the pick. Well, that's interesting. I know, hey, it should all be up for grabs.
It should all be up for grabs.
If you ain't good enough, you don't play.
Yeah.
What have y'all done?
Yep. All right, 713-780. Oh, no. Why would you call in? Because we're going to give you a little news of the weird next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't go anywhere.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Remember last week we did the guy who tried to run a marathon in 24, never trained for it?
Yeah, and his wife was impressed but also sad that he could do it.
Yeah, he actually did it.
He's passed away.
A guy
in
San Diego just tried to run a marathon while drinking 26 beers.
That didn't work.
It didn't happen.
A beer a mile?
A beer a mile.
What do you
mean
it didn't
happen? With 14 beers. Finishing 14 beers. While he's running, he's drinking beer.
And 14 miles?
And 26 miles in 5 hours.
He did run it 26 miles?
He ran 26 miles and drank 14 beers while he did it.
And how fast?
In 5:44.
It's pretty good.
That ain't bad.
Not bad.
5:44.
It's pretty impressive.
With zero beers. Would be awesome for me.
No, that's pretty impressive.
That is a fair. Is that guy the greatest athlete? Maybe most dominant athlete.
We
of
did
our
have
time?
That list earlier. How come that guy wasn't on it?
More so than Scottie Scheffler.
You tell us. You're the golf guy.
Yeah, you tell me. What's more impressive?
And I'm a beer guy. The problem I'm having, he was drinking Michelob Ultras.
It's a little bit of a cheat, isn't it?
So I'm not sure he was really drinking.
He should
beer.
Have had a big, heavy.
Yeah.
You know, one of those big, heavy, hoppy. Beers.
Did you want him to drink a Guinness per mile?
Yeah, Guinness isn't as heavy as you think. It just looks heavy.
It just looks heavy? Okay.
It's not as heavy as you think. It's got way fewer calories.
It's heavier than Michelob Ultra.
It's got way, but it's got way fewer ABV than you think it has. Look it up. It looks heavy.
It looks like motor oil.
Looks like you could stand. Yeah, but it's not.
Yeah, that's
not.
You.
I have one in.
I don't know. No one's ever drank it.
You'll
so
find
no one
out.
Will never know.
Yeah, a lot of people
yeah, it's
have.
True. No one's ever tasted it before.
No one here has. Not in America. A politician, a German politician. This is typical.
The ABV is 4.2, less than Coors Light.
Yeah, but that's about Coors Light, too.
4.2.
That's about 4.2.
Now, extra stout has 7.5.
Okay, extra stout, see?
If you get an extra stout.
So apparently, a German politician took went on holiday to France, and on Twitter he took off all his clothes and he invited the entire country to an educational nudist swinger holiday and training camp with outdoor sex.
Education.
Do you want to go on a French vacation with a German politician naked?
No.
Okay. Apparently, well, you're alone then because people did it.
Do you want to go on that vacation?
How did it go?
And it's a swingers trip, too. Are you in, Dell? You going to bring Granny?
No, I don't spend money on her.
Well, she could spend her own money.
I don't want to. The whole thing is not to spend a lot of time with her.
Oh, no, you don't have to. Actually, it's a swinger. You'll spend less time with
her
and more with someone else.
But don't we have to, like, take the trip together? Where is this place? Germany, France?
Separately.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'm arriving separately with her spend time with her in France.
This is my granny here.
I wouldn't say my granny. This then it my gets girl. Then it gets weird if I say my granny.
This is my girl right here.
She's not my girl.
All right. Oh, Mapes, we found out yesterday that you get more money. The colleges get more money if you use them in college football. Are you going to? Rice needs the money. Go after another natty. Let's go, Sean.
This is how I become a super booster. This is how I do it.
This is how you help
exercise some influence on the program.
That's right. You're going to help program.
I spent 40 hours playing as Rice over the course of 4 months. Super booster, Sean Mapes.
Super booster. That's right. Nobody says booster like Sean Mapes. We're done. Mopey and Mapes next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, a little John Daspit.
Daspit Law Firm, 713-CALL-NOW, 713-CALL-NOW. That's what you do. You call John Daspit when you are injured. You call his law firm because they are going to help you. They are going to help you, and they are going to help make sure that you are taken care of financially. You are taken care of with your bills are paid. Your time missed from work is compensated for. You have somebody to fight against those lawyers, the lawyers on the other side and the insurance agents who are just basically trying to screw you. You don't want that. You can't have that. You got to have somebody who's working for you, and that's what you have with John Daspit. Give them a call today and have them come help you. 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.